To order, and we will start off with a pledge of allegiance. And how about if Board Member Gusti leads the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. G.
I'm going to start off with introductions to board members, and then I'll call on the executive director to introduce staff. To my far right is Gregory Gusti from Ukiah. And to my immediate right is William Massey from Forestville. To my left is David Norn of Sebastopol. And Jeffrey Hales from Eureka. Board Member Minton has called and she is stuck in traffic, so we're going to proceed with the meeting until she arrives. And with that, I'm going to call on staff to make introductions.
Good morning, Chairman Corbett, members of the board. I'm Matt St. John, Executive Officer. To my right is David Leland, Assistant Executive Officer, Senior Staff Counsel Samantha Olson, and our new attorney, Elizabeth Barrett. Opposite me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe, and various staff are in the audience, and we'll introduce them during their items.
Okay. And I just wanted to welcome on board our new attorney, Elizabeth Barrett, and we look forward to working with you. The next item of business is the election of officers.
Mr. Chair. You've done an excellent job this year. We have, I think traditionally in the last couple years, gone to a two-year chair, and I would put a motion that we elect John Corbett to another year as our chair.
Second.
Are there any further nominations? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to have the honor of nominating Mr. Greg Giusti as the vice chair. He is not our youngest member, but he is the second youngest member that we have on the board.
He has the flashiest tie of all of us.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But I would like to nominate Mr. Giusti as the vice chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say nay. And just to make sure the record's clear, it was declared ayes for the chairman and also ayes for the vice chairman. So.
Congratulations.
And congratulations and welcome on board. The time's now for board members to express ex parte communications and disclosures.
Mr. Chair,
yeah.
Since our last meeting, I've actually been pretty busy. I've had conversations regarding ag permitting and working towards that, both with staff and with the discharge community. I've had conversations regarding Sonoma Compost and their progress through this year and the implementation of the plan that they put forth to us. And I have also had conversations more recently following the GRAP meeting that the state actually started, and which is part of the ag land permitting as well.
Any other disclosures?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Since our last meeting, I've had several conversations with stakeholders for the Trinity River 401 certification.
Mr. Chair, I did attend the GRAP meeting, the grazing meeting in Reading, and subsequent to that, I've had several conversations with a number of people regarding the presentation that day and the overall program.
Mr. Chair, I think it's the first time I can remember when all of us have been off doing something in the break. I have had several conversations with local and state officials regarding the Russian River and the ongoing TMDL.
Okay. And I just want to thank board members for disclosing as part of keeping the system fair and open, and it's greatly appreciated. I've been informed that the state board liaison will not be in attendance today. So I'm going to deem that we've completed that agenda item without report. So the next item is really public.
You know, I have a couple other introductions that I should have done.
Okay, well, I certainly will allow you to make amends.
Thank you. And while I have the floor, I would also like publicly to congratulate you, Chairman Corbett, on your retirement from your day job.
Thank you.
Not retirement as a board member. I won't allow that. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope you can get some good relaxation and time with your family and all those good things. I did mean to also to introduce a couple of other new staff that we've just recently brought on board. Ryan Bay is an environmental scientist working under Stephen Barkston in our non-point source and 401 certification unit. Good to have you, Ryan. I'm sorry.
He works somewhere for the agency.
So that, I apologize, Ryan. Ryan does not work in the 401 unit. That was bad form. Ryan works in... Ryan works for Dean Pratt in our timber division and is working on timber harvest planning issues. Apologize, Ryan. It's Jake Shannon, who is not here today, is our new environmental scientist working in the 401 unit, Jake Shannon. And Justin Smith is here, just started 2 days ago. Justin is working in our new cannabis cultivation waste discharge regulatory and enforcement program. And I introduced Elizabeth Barrett to you a couple minutes ago. Thank you very much. And welcome
Thank you.
To all of you.
And welcome on board to the new staff, and I think you'll find the job enjoyable. So. The next item is public forum. And